Blog Talk Radio.
I can feel. joy, great joy. This is Minister Von Dilmas, and I have joy in my heart. I come to share it with you. What about you? Did you allow anyone to take your joy today? Do you still have your joy with you? When you woke up this morning, did you find joy? If you did, do you still have that joy tonight, regardless of what you've seen today or may have heard today or even had to go today? Even the ones that are around you, what they said today. Were you able to maintain your joy, maintain your peace, maintain your love? Even if you lost it for a second, were you able to go into prayer, find that secret place, maybe just in your car, wherever, in the office? Were you able to just go somewhere and regain, get the word, get the Holy Spirit up on you so you can regain your joy? It's very important to hold your joy. Hold on to it tight, just like it's a lottery ticket, because it is your pathway. It is your righteousness. We must hold on to our joy. Reclaim your joy today is what you need to do. And sometimes we lose our joy because we're unable to get over some of the things in life that happens to us. And so we're going to talk about forgiveness tonight. Forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness is always that topic that we're always looking and pointing the finger to others to forgive. How many times have you asked someone to forgive you? Or how many times have you thought in your heart, I don't know why they don't come to me and ask for forgiveness. They know that they was wrong. Is that forgiveness? How many times have you said that you will forgive someone, but you never, ever truly in your heart forgave them? Because every time you see them, it just comes before your mind. It flashes in your mind the episode that happens. You know, when you truly forgive someone, as time passes, you will actually start to forget the details of whatever happened. And as more time passes, I am a witness that you may look back and see, what was that really all about? What was it that happened? Because God has more things to replenish your mind with, your thoughts with, than to have you holding on to something that you said that you were going to let go. So when you're holding on to it and you're still harboring it in your heart, it's a blockage. It blocks the things that God has for you. So he is preparing us each and every day to receive his new mercies, right? To receive his grace, to receive his precious directions in life. And if we're getting up with a new day that we've never seen before, that we will never see again, we can't get back any time once it passed. The day may look the same, but it's never a day that we have seen before. And if he has allowed us to be a part of this great mercy that he's given us, a merciful, beautiful day. You know, we look at the birds and we cannot identify that if this was the bird that we saw perched here yesterday. In some cases, you may can. But it's new opportunities. This may be a brand new bird chirping out on your window today. Before you shoo it away, just listen to the chirp for a moment. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to get you to open up your vessel to be able to receive all that it is that God has for you. Now, this doesn't just apply to you. It applies to me. It's not just me, but it's to every layman. It's to every preacher, teacher, evangelist. It's to the Pope, to the President. It's to the high, it's to the low. Regardless of not of your denomination, it does not matter of what's in front of your name or what title's behind your name. But the word stands good for all. It's not just for back times of present times and then maybe the future times, but it's for all times, for eternity. The word will never change. So forgiveness is for all of us. Regardless of what happened, regardless of how bad the situation was, forgiveness. Let's go ahead and start with our scripture tonight. And don't forget, coming up on Friday, Good Friday, we're going to start like on Wednesday. Just open it up for every night. Call in and pray for your children. call in and pray for your children. You can call out their names. You can do a short prayer. You can do a long prayer. I'll be giving the conference line's number, so you can also call in on the conference line if you want to do a longer prayer, if you're requesting prayer for your children. But it's up to you. Sisters, brothers, mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, grandparents, call in and pray for your children. If you have more than one child, call in every night if you want to. If you want to call in every night just for that one child, if you just want to call out their name, but put them before the Lord. That's going to be starting Wednesday of next week, and we're going to go through Friday, Good Friday. Call in out your children's name, your loved one's name, your neighbor's children's names. Amen? Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And we're reading tonight from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs makes us look at ourselves, doesn't it? Sometimes we want to skip over Proverbs and just go right to Psalms so it can kind of build us up. But we need some Proverbs in our life. So let's do Proverbs 21. And we'll start with verse 2. It says, every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the heart. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. And high look and a proud heart and the plowing of the wicked is sin. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plentifulness, but of everyone that is hasty, only to want. Verse 6 says, the getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. We end with verse 7. It says, the robbery of the wicked shall destroy themselves because they refuse to do judgment. The robbery of the wicked shall destroy themselves because they refuse to do judgment. Well, that tells us there, sisters and brothers, as I've just read, and I pray that you've read along with me, please mark it and go back and read it again. Proverbs 21. Verse 2 through 7 is what we just read, and that explains to us something that we do not have to worry about. We don't have to have this self-blockage because we are refusing to believe, because it already told us in the scriptures that we just read here, they will self-destruct as long as we move out of the way. Now, that self-destruction, sisters and brothers, may not come in the form that you would like it to be. You may want that self-destruction to be that they are actually down to their last penny. They are just down and out, and they need you to bring them back up, and they're going to have to beg you to get them and lift them back up. It may not be that. In their own way, in their own heart, God has his way of dealing with each and every sin, each and every one who sins. And remember, he wants none of us to perish. And regardless of what it is that your enemies or your so-called family or friends have did against you to hold, make you harbor this unforgiveness in your heart, if we really do a self-examination, there is something in each and one of our lives that we have done to someone also. And we want it to be forgiven. And we say, well, it wasn't that bad. Maybe I just did it a little bit. It doesn't compare to that. But what you do to me may hurt me more than what you think that it is. I may say something to you and I think that I'm not offending you, but it really may bother you for years and years. So it's not really up to me, if I'm the one who's doing the offending, to say to what degree I offended you. Hear me from the Spirit, sisters and brothers. We've got to be willing to listen to that person who is hurt and hear them through, whether we understand it, regardless of how it's making us feel at the moment when we're hearing that. But we've got to be able to listen to that in order to seek their pain. We want to feel something about what they're feeling, and then we both together can come to that common thing of, I forgive you, be forgiven, and move forward. Let's look at some examples of forgiveness. This is going to be one that you really know a lot about. Yes, I'm talking about Joseph. That was a prime example, right? let's just go back for the sake of it, and let's just get caught up on a little bit, just a little bit about what was going on with Joseph. So, of course, when Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, Joseph will pre-adventure hate us, and he will certainly request all the evil which we did unto him. Now, he has said he has forgiven us, but now that our father is dead, I don't know if it's going to be the same Joseph. I think Joseph may look back on all of those past years now and look over the fact that he said he's forgiven us. And they sent a messenger unto Joseph, saying, thy father did command before he died, saying, so shall you say unto Joseph, forgive, I pray thee now, the trespasses of thy brother and their sin, for they did unto thee evil, and now we pray thee, forgive the trespasses of the servant of the God of thy father. And Joseph wept when he spake unto them. And his brothers also went down and fell down before his face, and they said, behold, we be thy servants. And Joseph said unto them, fear not, for I am in the place of God. But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass, and it is this day to save many people's lives. How many situations in your life can you honestly say and look back on that at the moment that you was going through it, you thought about, how will I ever get through this? Life will never be the same. Everything will never turn back to goodness. I will always have this scar. I will always have this mark. I will always be known as this. I will always have this label over my head. I will always have to wear this scarlet letter on my chest. How many times has that happened in our lives? Can you look back at some of those things and remind yourself right then now that you're not in that space right now? You're not in the same place. You don't carry that label right now. But at the moment, it felt so down. At the moment, when you looked up, I'm sure Joseph looked at all of his many brothers as they're throwing him in a pit, as they're selling him, and thinking, wow, this is over. How can this ever turn around? How can I ever forgive them? This is some hard stuff. This is not just a little slap on the hand. Forgiveness meant to be granted as a pardon. To cease the demands, the penalties for any particular act that has happened up on us, that's what forgiveness is meant to do. It's ceasing to blame or to feel resentment towards a particular person or even a group of people in Joseph's case. And a lot of those times, the group of people can be your family. Psalms 55 tells us about some of the harshest things that you may go through and endure may come from family. So be not shocked or astonished about it. The Bible has already gave you a word and prepared you for all of these situations and a way to get through and move through these issues. Even though it is your family, who you thought was your best friend, even your spouse, we still must find a way to forgive. And God is wanting us to forgive that. Forgiveness is a universal struggle. Again, this is not a black and white issue. It's a universal struggle. We all have struggles with forgiveness in one way or another. Everyone has some area in their life where they are struggling to forgive. Sometimes we're struggling to forgive ourselves. Forgiveness is hard for those who live for God. Oftentimes, because we're the ones who catch the most hell and very people who cause it are the people God sent us to back. He sends us back to those people. The same people that we feel like has done the harm to us, oftentimes he will send you right back to that person to say what? I forgive you. And you're thinking when he first put it in your heart that you need to go back to that person, why am I going back to say I forgive you? They should come to me, God, and ask for forgiveness. But God doesn't wait on all of that because he wants to go ahead and move you to the next level now. He's preparing you for tomorrow. He's preparing you for the next moment of your life, and he wants to remove that blockage. He wants it not to sit there and build up high blood pressure. He wants it not to just set in your heart and just grow and grow until now you don't just have a despised feeling towards that individual, but now you're looking at their children crazy, and you're looking at their mother and their other family members all crazy, and you're identifying all of them by one instance that happened to you. That's what unforgiveness will do to you. It takes up your time, it blocks your blessings, and it blocks your living. You're just surviving because your body is just deteriorating moment by moment because this blockage is just like a cancer that is just growing inside of you. It starts in your mind and in your heart, and it takes over your entire body until you can just see the person, and your whole demeanor will change, and you just tense up, and you're in this mean rage, and that's not the way God intended for us to move towards forgiveness. Wow. We need to do that self-examination because I can tell you, you know that there is something that you've done that someone should have never forgiven you for. But they have. Your spouse forgave you, sir. After all of the things, all of that you went through, that you purposely could have avoided the family, that hurt that you placed on the individuals, that they found a way to forgive you. And they don't bring it up in your face every day, ma'am. They just continue to love you. You may have done some things to your children, but these babies still love you. They still want to be with mom. They still want to be in the presence of dad. Look at yourselves. Let's continue, shall we? We know that no matter how much word we have, or all of us are in this same struggle together. When we've been scarred and we're wondering why people do what they do, we wonder how we can forgive sometimes. In order for us to get what God has for our lives, though, or just to become the people that God wants us to be, again, we have to learn to forgive. None of us would be here today had it not been for forgiveness. Right? Adam and Eve, what if he had not forgiven him? What if he had just said, no, that's it, I'm not going to forgive you? It's not because we did not err. We all have fallen on the side of error. We all have fallen short of the glory of God on many occasions. I know that it may look like some of us, as we propel men and women up on platforms, it looks like that they're perfect and they don't sin and they don't have a problem of forgiveness and they don't do anything that needs to be forgiven. And the moment that they do, then you remember that they're flesh, and then you're doubting the word that's inside of them, and you go through all of this ritual because of something you did. You put them on a pedestal. But remember, we all are in this. This is a universal struggle. Hallelujah. Had it not been for God, who looked beyond all of our faults and supplied our, you and I would not be where we are today. It's not, again, because we did not err. But God is a forgiving God. I thank God that he forgave me. Had God not forgiven me, I wouldn't be in the position that I'm in now. You need to understand how to forgive, because you can't go forward in life until you release and forgive those who offended you. And as a child of God, you represent God in everything that you do, in everything that you say. Everywhere that you go, someone is watching you. As a child of God, you represent God. And as you have heard, and I will repeat again, you may be the only God that someone sees today. You may be the only Bible that someone reads today. Regardless of how often people act up towards you, act out towards you, don't let them cause you to act on their level. It really is disturbing to hear people say, I almost lost my religion today. I thank God that I can't lose my faith. I can't lose my relationship with Him. I can make choices in my life that will separate me and pull me back, but I've made a choice in my life. I will separate from you before I separate from Him. And my separation from you is only till I can get closer to Him that He can show me how to draw myself in a position that I need to be so I can forgive you. That doesn't mean that we may turn out to be buddy-buddy again, but to have a true forgiveness in your heart, a true helping spirit, a true learning spirit. As a child of God, we represent God. So again, regardless of what has happened in your life, just don't let it change you. Don't let it make you worse instead of better. Don't let it turn you towards the bad instead of good. Don't let it keep you in the past instead of moving to your future. Don't let it make you bow down to doing the wrong thing instead of standing up for Christ. Make sure that it's edifying the kingdom. Make sure that you're representing God Most High. Hallelujah. Again, the lesson from Joseph, the things that Joseph went through, they're chronicled in chapters 37 through 50 of Genesis. Just read back, again, Genesis 37 through 50, just some of the things that Joseph went through. Put yourself in that position. After you get at verse 50, now just stop for a moment. Sit back and think about all the things that you just read. How would you deal with those things? Would you be able to make it right now? And then think about that thing that you know personally that someone has done to you. How are you doing with that? How are you making it? Are you able to face that thing? Are you able to go ahead and forgive? Set in your heart that I'm going to be a forgiving spirit. I'm going to be a loving spirit regardless. I'm not going to let this take me down. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let it take me down. I'm going to be stronger than that. I'm going to be bigger than that. I'm going to be better than that. Are you ready to do that? Are you ready to be a part of forgiveness? You got to face it and fix the situation. Joseph was favored by his brothers, by his father, I'm sorry. He was not favored by his brothers. Joseph was favored by his father. He was hated by his brothers because of his dreams, because of his father's love. And then we don't know how Joseph presented these dreams to them, you know. You know, we know that he had so much love by his father. You know, was he running up in their faces, nagging them with it? How did he present the dreams to them? Presentation is a beautiful thing, and it's the first thing that's recognizable in the way that people are going to respond to you. So it could have been a presentation issue also. But he was hated by his brothers because of the dream. But he had favor from God. It wasn't Joseph's fault that he was favored. He was not to blame because his father blessed him and gave him the coat of many colors. He was able to see things other folks could not see. But then as a result, he was hated by many. And again, in his family, his brothers. See, you do not have to necessarily do anything for people not to like you. But until you put forgiveness into perspective, and let go of anger and resentment you will not understand that God has more for your life than what has happened in your past. It is situations that go on in divorces, and it turns real nasty in the divorce. It gets to the point that it's like, wow, is this person really doing all of this? But it's not our jobs to stand by and just be beat down, no. But why is it even as Christians, we feel like when we turn it over and we stay in prayer and we don't see that, unless we're out there just throwing mud right back at the person, why is it that we feel like we're being defeated? Why is it that we start giving advice that's negative? If I was you, I would say this and do this and do that and do that. You shouldn't just let them run over you. Well, what are you really saying? See, you don't know how God is dealing with that person on that end. You don't know what they're going through. You don't really know why they're lashing out so much at you because of what they are going through in their life. You don't know. But when you let go of that situation and let God, you have to do just that. Let go and let God. Let go of it and let God. Now, when you let God, you got to believe that God is going to handle his, and God is God. He doesn't need your advice on how to handle this. He said, vengeance is mine. He didn't say, vengeance is mine if you help me. So step back. Let go of that situation. And don't stop praying for the ones that you see that are doing wrong at the time. They're still a child of God. And remember, he wants none to perish. That's not easily said or done. And I know you want to step back and say, I'm not going to pray for that person. But he wants none to perish. You would never maximize your personal potentials. I know you got all these great dreams that he has and visions that he's showing you, but you seem to go backwards instead of forward because you would never maximize all of the things that God has for you to reach your personal potentials until you learn. Until you learn. And learning is just by trying it over and over again. Learn how to be the God, the person that God wants you to be. Joseph was a man of great character. He was a five-star believer. And the Bible teaches us today some valuable lessons on forgiveness through life, the life of Joseph. And after the death of Jacob, as we started this, which was Joseph's father, again, Joseph's brothers became afraid. They sent a messenger to Joseph, again, telling him that before our dad died, he left this message to you, Joseph. And that message was for asking you again to not try to get even with the brothers because of what they've done to you way in the past. When the messenger came and told Joseph again, Joseph wept. He cried. Could it have been that he still had some little bit somewhere hidden in his heart that he was willing to cover up because dad was alive? And once dad was gone, now, could it have been that he would have turned back on his word? I'm not for sure about that. I can't say that. But for some reasons, the brothers still wasn't for sure. They still felt their peace leave them after their father had passed. When people have done you wrong, there comes a day when they will have to answer to you. God will make Jesus' enemies his footstool. That's in Psalms 110 and 1. Put it up on your refrigerator. Write it. Hang it in your car if you need be, just to remind you that you're not being walked on. But your enemies will become your footstool. It doesn't mean that you're going to crush their heads. It doesn't mean that they're going to just, you know, come down with these lesions and sores and all kind of different emphases may happen in that way. However it may be that God turns them around, can we be happy with that? Knowing that God is in control. Jacob's death and the message that was brought back it brought back all the scars and all the pains that what Joseph had went through. Joseph had been thrown into the ditch and left to die. His brothers had told Jacob, their father, that Joseph was killed by a ferocious animal. They actually had sold him as a slave to the Egyptian travelers. And then after a brief time as a respected slave in the house of Potiphar's, Joseph ended up in jail where Pharaoh's baker and his cupbearer were. And all along, Joseph had done nothing wrong. He was falsely accused. Yet many bad things had happened to him. At the news of his father's death, his mind was just flooded with these painful memories. The years of hurt came to the surface, and then Joseph began to cry, and he had to face it. You've got to face you've got to face your fears. You've got to face your angers. You've got to face it just like Joseph did, and you've got to fix it. Fix it right in your heart this time. Fix it right in your mind this time. You got to deal with the fact that something bad has happened to you. And in order for you to go on with life, you're going to have to face it. You cannot hide behind the curtain of your religion. You're going to have to deal with the fact that you're hurting. You're going to have to face it and put it in perspective. You may need counseling. You just may need to fall on your face. But you're going to have to face it and fix it. Hallelujah. We're going to pick right back up, and the next hour at midnight, we're picking right back up, and we're starting where we left off. Face it and fix it. After we face it and fix it, we want to get a new perspective about this thing, ladies and gentlemen, a new perspective about it that's going to take us a little bit farther till we can get over this forgiveness. Hallelujah. I never want to end a show without just saying thank you, Jesus, for all the listeners. We're praying for all the ones that are sick and all the ones that are going through bereavement, Terry Anderson and her family in Oklahoma. God bless you all. We are praying for you. And we thank you just for all of the ones that are calling in nightly or sending in your prayer requests. God bless you and keep you. And again, if we can ever do anything for you here at the ministry, know that you're here. We're here for you. You can reach me at www.blogtalkradio.com/evangelistvondumas, or you can email me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Of course, you can call me at 210-253-9093. If you've never decided to just let go of all this and let God and walk with God, repeat after me in these last few minutes. God, I believe that you are the only true God. I believe that you gave your son, Jesus Christ, to die for me. I believe that he shed his blood to cover my sins. I am a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you now as my Lord and Savior. Teach me how to walk in your way. Show me who it is that you see me to be, your purpose in my life. Amen. And if you just prayed that prayer, congratulations, you just made the biggest step of your life. I encourage you to reach out and tell someone. It's so important now that you tell someone of your decision to follow Christ. The enemy is hearing you too, but God has so much for you. So many people in your corner. Reach out and get join and connect with a Bible-teaching church. I'll be more than happy to send you any literature or do anything that I can to broaden your way with God. Until the next broadcast, remember, Jesus is Lord, and there is joy. Here's a sinner's prayer.
Still he remains, and so I wait to see how it lays. Looking back on the past.